Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet Heyed Reb Tzadik. Furthermore, Reb Tzadik testified al Zeichelin, on flowing water. Quick reminder. Spring water comes from a natural source. Even if it's flowing, it's kosher. Even if it doesn't have memsa, it's kosher. And it's the only water that is kosher for a zav or for the paraduma. Now, if this flowing water flows through or over a keli, it's no longer a mayan, even though it's still connected to the mayan. However, Heyed Reb Tzadik testified al zeichelin in regard to flowing water, shekilcha. Someone guided this water, channeled the water. A keluach is like a flow. Ba'alei egeis, he made it pass over a walnut leaf. I'm sure you've seen walnuts, but you probably never saw a walnut leaf. Well, it's the soft green outer shell of a walnut. And this water is flowing through this. Shein ksheirim, says Reb Tzadik, it's kosher. It's mamish mayan, because a walnut leaf is not called a keli. Even though it can contain things, even though it can hold things. But it's not considered a keli because it's soft, it's kind of flimsy, the Batanur explains. And Maisa Hoya Baholya, the Taka was such a story in the place of Aholya, where they asked the Shaila about flowing water that went through the walnut leaf. Iba Maisa Lefnei Lishkas Hagazis. And the Shaila went all the way up to the Sanhedrin Agadol. It sat next to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where their office was. That was called Lishkas Hagazis. Like we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, and they paskined that is kosher v'hichsheru. So again, Reb Tzadik says that although it's true flowing water that goes through a regular keli isn't good anymore, but if it's channeled through walnut leaves, despite the fact that the walnut leaves could hold things, it's too soft and flimsy to be considered a keli, and therefore it still has a din of a mayan, and it's kosher for all the things that a mayan is kosher for.